Welcome to the Producers Journal podcast. My name is Derek. Instagram at the Producers Journal and go to ShelbyRowProductions.com for more information. Either way, shoot me a line. I'd love to hear from you. I love this song. This is nice and funky. Again, from the YouTube audio library. Trying to switch it up a little bit. Some good guitar licks right there. Some good stuff. Ooh, a push. Well, all right, y'all. So today I want to talk about how I finally positioned myself in my agency where I did not have to do any editing. Because that's the dream, right? Making a living as a podcast producer and not have to edit. Man, that was a good day. But it didn't happen in a day. Certainly didn't happen overnight. And I'm going to explain how I did it in hopes that you, as a young producer yourself looking to start an agency or even as simple as wanting to hire one editor and start outsourcing your stuff, hopefully this will help you. Because let's be real here, there's only so many hours in a week. One person can't do it all. So being the only editor caps you. It limits you. You can only grow so much. Because, okay, you're going to edit 100 hours a week. Okay, if you're a maniac and you can do that, great, but there's still a limit. And you can't take in new clients. So you can only grow so much. So hiring another editor to push and delegate editing to will open your bandwidth and give you time to then find more clients. And as you get new clients, you can start giving editing out more and more and more to the point where you're not editing anymore. That's the goal. So that's the journey I chose to take, the path I chose to walk down without having any idea what I was doing. So this goes back to June of 2019, where I decide that I can't do it all myself anymore. I want to get some help editing so I can really grow and go to that next level. So I just started the LLC as my first step. And because I realized if I'm going to start paying contractors and vendors, I need to really make this legit, and made it a legitimate LLC. Second step, hire an editor. So I went on Upwork.com and started searching for editors that fit my price. Because at this time, my hourly rate is a whole lot lower than it is now. Or my flat rates way lower than they are now. So I had to find someone that fit into that. Because early on, I had to start thinking about numbers and profit margin. Luckily, I enjoy that stuff and I feel like I'm pretty good at it. So I was searching for beginners in a way. That's not the right way to say it, because really what I was looking for are editors that were new on Upwork. I didn't care if they didn't have any kind of experience as far as, you know, clientele. Let me stop mumbling here. Upwork works where you can see the contractor, the history, how many people they've worked with through Upwork, the amount of money they earned, the hours that they've worked, that they've tracked through Upwork, and an overall rating. As a contractor on Upwork, you build a rating. 5 stars, 100% completion rate. You know, there's all these things that you can build to really boost your profile, which makes you way more enticing to clients looking to hire. I didn't give a shit about any of that. I just wanted to find someone that was good and had a lower rate. So I started auditioning. And how I did that was I put together a folder that had a piece of audio that had a ton of filler words, much like this podcast, to see how they clean them up. And it's like a 60-second clip. I just tried to find something that sounded like shit like me. And then the intro and outro to see how they blend those in, and then overall mastering. So those are the three main factors I was looking for. And I auditioned a bunch, and some were comical in how they approached this, and the levels were all different, and there was no blending of music intro into intro music into body. It's just the song would abruptly end, couple beats of space, and then the body. I thought that was weird. But I finally found one that I really liked. His name is PJ. First editor I hired, still with me today, and does a lot of work for me. He's awesome. Really hit a home run with him. But he was new on Upwork, and the rate he was charging fit my budget, and hired him. First piece of business is send him one episode, or not one podcast. Try to find something that's regular on a consistent basis. It's a weekly podcast that I know we're going to get every week, so that way I keep him consistent. And this one podcast, let's say his rate's $20 an hour and it's 2 hours to edit, $40 a week. No one's paying bills with that, but I wanted to get someone in the system, learn how to have that relationship with an editor, figure out the flow of that, just get used to it. And I can't give all my editing away. I'm still having to pay bills. And quite honestly, at this phase, I bootstrapped. I'm not suggesting you go about it this way, but this is how I did it. I bootstrapped 101 when I started this LLC. I eliminated a lot of the other side hustles I was doing, and to give me more time to focus on this, but I gave up a lot of money. So on the personal side of things, I'm starting to pay some bills on my credit card. On the business side, I'm investing with a business credit card, buying new equipment, but also paying my business expenses a little bit on that credit card as I'm trying to build this thing, because the revenue is not where it needs to be for the business and also on a personal side. But I had faith in myself, and I knew that in order for this to work, I needed to gamble and take this chance. So I had no business giving away editing is what I'm trying to get at. But I knew big picture, got to start somewhere. But I can't give up too much. One podcast. I think at this time, I maybe had, this is a funny story actually, I think I had 8 to 10 clients as I was leading into this. And then sure enough, because it was summertime, like half my client base decided to take the summer off. Ouch. But I had to plow ahead anyway. So I gave PJ one podcast, got him on board, and here we go, off and running. So the first thing that this exposed is how to manage production. How now I'm tasking stuff for the first time. Now I'm running a team of one, but I have to figure out a good system on how to delegate and hand this stuff out. And at first I used Slack, which was a nightmare once I started building. But that's where I landed on as a way to task them certain things and communicate with them. And it went well. He was crushing it. And the second thing I had to work through, which was a big one, is fear of letting go. Now I'm giving a piece of my business, I felt like, in a way, to someone else, in someone else's hands. He's got two hands. And that was weird at first. I almost felt like I was cheating on the client in a way, because early on the clients knew I was the editor, and I felt sneaky. I'm now someone else is editing this audio. I hope they're okay with it. And I didn't say shit. Because at that point I made the decision, they don't need to know. I'm running my business as I need to. So I didn't mention it, but I felt like I was being sneaky. That I got over that. Now I just realized that's how you run a business. you know, and I wasn't being sneaky. I was thinking in terms of business, not freelancer. But it was still something to get used to. Fortunately, I feel like I come with little ego and know my limitations and know that I'm, at the time, and still a very basic editor. You know, Audacity was what I was using for over a year. It did fine. It worked. But I know my limitations, so I knew PJ was better than me and was happy with that. Had no ego on that. Awesome. Quality just went up. And I know, big picture, I don't want to edit. Not only did I decide to not edit because of time, but I hated doing it. I'm not an editor. I was doing it to survive. So because of those two factors, I was able to work through that fear of letting go faster than most. Some people never get over that. It's a constant fear. Luckily, I was able to get past that rather quickly because I have no ego and I knew that the quality was better than what I can provide. So what do I do with that free time? Well, it may be cleared up, let's say, 2 hours a week. All right, well, that was two extra hours a week where I go on Upwork and I just try to find a new client. Use that time as best as possible because you are, in essence, making less money now. For a brief moment, because at first, yes, you are losing money. You hire a new editor and you give away $40 a week for that editing to be done. So let's say my guy's charging $20 an hour and I'm charging the client $30 an hour. Okay, well now I went from making $30 an hour to $10 an hour. Okay, but that doesn't necessarily mean loss. And I think I'm going to do a whole other episode on that because I don't want to bury too deep in the weeds here. But what I did from that point forward was with every new client that came in, I would edit the first episode, kind of figure out what they want, because often they were new. And once we got a template down, whoosh, straight to PJ. I didn't continue with that podcast. Straight to PJ. Rinse and repeat. And as things started building and revenue was going up and I was able to start really kind of supporting myself a little bit, then I would start shaving away the client base that I was still editing myself, one by one, podcast to podcast. Hired a second editor, not because PJ was full, but because I wanted a second person to lean on. If PJ needs to go on vacation, I need someone to help out with editing because I don't want to take anything back. Once I give it away, that's it. I don't want to ever touch it again. So I hired a second gentleman. His name is Alex, still with me today. Amazing editor, total find, and very fortunate. So I started delegating to him to the point where somewhere around late 2020, done. I handed off my last edit, and I have not edited a podcast since. So we're talking 2 years now that I haven't edited. So the point to take from this is you only have so much time in a week to edit. If you want to grow, you need to find an editor, okay? Find someone that you like, that's good, but lower rate. It's okay if you're using someone that's new on Upwork or has never worked on a podcast before. They might be a great editor, but if they haven't worked on a podcast, you can train that part. Get over the fear of letting go. It's okay. You're not the best editor in the world. And yes, other people can do what you need to do. So let go. Delegate small at first. Only give one thing away to bring this person into the system and you can start feeling what that feels like. But even just the 60 to 120 minutes that you freed up in your week, start finding that next client. Hand off all new work and then eventually start peeling off the stuff that you've been continuing to do all the way, and then to the point where now you have given up and given away all of your editing. And it's a good time and it's a good day. And then now you are even more and more free each week to build that clientele to the point where all of a sudden the business is bigger than you. If every editor quit on me right now, not only there's literally not enough hours in a week for me to do it, I'd have to not sleep ever. And there's stuff that my team does that I couldn't even do. Some of the editing that we do now for some of the stuff, because we do a lot of like fictional podcasts with narration and kid actors and sound effects above me. I couldn't do it. And that's a whole other episode there, the fear of that. But that's where you want to be. You want it, so you need a team in order to survive. And that's when you can really start making waves, growing, and becoming a real agency. So I hope that was helpful to you as I fade the music in. Some funky drums there. Again, Instagram at The Producer's Journal. Go to my website, shelbyrowproductions.com. DM me, send me an email. Whatever you want, like to do, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love your thoughts on this episode. Even if you want to shit on me, bring it on. I don't care. It's fun. I get some engagement. I'll take anything. All right, y'all. And, you know, I'm supposed to do that standard rate, review, subscribe, all that fun stuff. This podcast is on all the major platforms. So please check it out. Subscribe. DM me on Instagram, email me from my website, and tell me what you think. Till next time, take care.